amount of anything.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, that was an old.
You can have a jag of sugar.
Just a jag of it. You can have a jag of anything.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes, that's a very common thing.
A little bit of something left in the bottle, a little jag.
That's right. Just a jag.
How'd you get your horseshoes in the early days?
We had blacksmiths, uh-huh, shops, and in each town there was a blacksmith shop, and at that shop, of course, you did all kinds of farm. And among his duties there was shoeing horses.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take your horses and mules in there, and he'd, of course, each individual animal had to have the shoe fitted to his foot.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take your foot and measure the foot, and then he'd take the metal shoe and take it and heat it real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And take it over to his animal and make it just in the right shape for that individual foot, and then he'd nail it on there good and tight.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him shoe a jillion of them.
What did these horseshoes come in when you got them?
When the blacksmith had them there?
When they came to him?
I simply wouldn't know. All I knew, he'd have them hanging here on the wall when I'd see them. Mm-hmm. Just go over and take them off the wall. As to what they came in to him, I don't know. I never was connected with the shop, you see. Only just as a customer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you call a horse's foot?
Hoof?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the proper word for it.
What did you get your nails in the early days?
Where did we get? We bought our nails in 100-pound kegs,
uh-huh,
nail kegs, wooden kegs, and then we'd use those kegs for chairs to sit on.
Uh-huh. They're pretty nice, just about the right size.
Yeah, sir, just all right, and a good stout too.
Uh-huh. How'd you get your vinegar?
Vinegar came in big jars, bottles.
What did you seal the hole with?
Oh, now vinegar, usually, if you wanted a big amount, you bought a barrel of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that hole was the bung hole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be sealed with a big cork.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say you just got a gallon.
A gallon would be a stopper.
Uh-huh.
That just an ordinary cork stopper.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to fill a jug, what would you put in the neck of the jug?
Funnel.
When you were a boy, did you have one of those instruments that you could play, like?
Jew's harp?
Yeah, oh, was that the one that you went like this?
That's the Jew's
harp. The one that you sucked and blew up?
Well, then that's a French harp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had all of those things.
I don't think a boy ever grows up till he's had at least one of those.
Did you ever play a Jew's harp?
No, I haven't.
I mean, a tune on it?
I never got a tune out of it.
Oh, I did. It's a simple thing.
Mine would just go toing, toing, toing.
Well, are you musically inclined?
Yeah.
Well, as a rule, you know, you have to think music before you can produce it.
Uh-huh.
Well, as a rule, if you know a tune, like Rock of Ages or Jesus Lover All My Soul, I'm mm-hmm. talking about religious music.
Uh-huh.
If you would think those tunes, you could usually produce them on a harp with a little practice.
Well, I thought them, but they all sounded the same. Just toing, toing, toing.
I know what you mean. I've tried it too, but I have been able to get tunes out of them.
You stuck with it better now.
Either harp, either French harp or the Jew's harp.
Uh-huh.
Now, they call that French harp, what else do they call that? It's got another name.
Harmonica?
Harmonica, that's what I'm trying to think about.
Yeah, that's the word I grew up with.
Yeah, well, I grew up with French
mouth
harp.
Mouth organ was the one I knew.
Yeah.
And then later it came, I learned harmonica.
Well, I grew up with a French harp, and then the harmonica, all the uh-huh. same thing. But the old side Jew's harp is always just that.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
I think when I was a kid, I called that a juice harp.
Yeah, a juice harp. I think they're out of date now. I never see one.
I don't either. I tried to get some from the little girls.
Don't think you could find them.
It's too bad, too. You could really beat up your tongue with one.
Oh, your teeth, too?
Yeah.
You had to get your teeth just right.
Yeah.
If you didn't get your teeth set, clamped right over them, and, you know, that tongue in there,
yeah,
that juice harp, it'd wham your teeth. I never did learn to like them.